A radical Islamic group called Ansar al-Sharia is, according to U.S. officials, the leading suspect in the attack. The name means supporters of Islamic law, and U.S. officials describe it as an offshoot of al-Qaeda. At least one of the attackers was photographed at the scene, and Libyan officials claim to have already made arrests. Attorney General Eric Holder cut short an overseas trip to return to Washington, and a law enforcement source said the FBI would begin the investigation by interviewing the 30 American survivors of the attack who are now at a U.S. military base in Germany. The attackers struck at 10 p.m. local time Tuesday and within 15 minutes were inside the compound firing on the main building, where Ambassador Chris Stevens, Information Manager Sean Smith, and a security officer had already begun destroying classified documents. Smoke and flames from a rocket-propelled grenade which exploded on the roof drove the security officer out of the building. But he went back in to find Stevens and Smith. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland described what happened next.
But when he got to Sean Smith, he was already dead. He pulled him from the building. He went back into the building with additional security forces, but was unable to locate Ambassador Stevens before the fire overcame the building.
The battle then shifted to an annex where two other Americans, former Navy SEAL Glenn Doherty and a still unidentified State Department security guard, were killed, apparently outnumbered and outgunned by their attackers.
The bodies of the four Americans are scheduled to come home tomorrow. A chilling reminder that while Osama bin Laden may be dead, his sympathizers are alive and dangerous.
David, you reported in your story that there were 30 Americans at the consulate who got out. How did they get out of there?
All the Americans took shelter in the annex to the consulate and were hunkered down there until, after about 4.5 hours, Libyan forces finally got control of the situation. Then the Americans were taken to the Benghazi airport, flown to Tripoli, and from there to Germany.